Obsessions 2. Collecting.
What have you got there?
This is the latest manga.
A manga? I didn't know you read mangas.
Oh, I don't only read them, I collect them. Every time a new one comes out, I buy it. And I also search for old ones.
Really? Well, I am into comics, but I would never collect them. I mean, what is the use of that? You can't do anything with them. You just have them and keep them.
Well, I for one am fascinated by mangas, and I want to have as many of them as I can. No, in fact, my aim is to have all of them.
Sounds a bit like a craze to me, more like an addiction.
It's not as bad as that. I am not addicted to collecting mangas or obsessed with it, but I am certainly very passionate about it.
How many have you got?
Over 300.
So many? Where do you keep them?
On a shelf in my room. 300 is not that much. I know of people who have a whole room filled with comics, people who have rare editions of comics or some stuff that is really priceless.
Yes, I have heard of that. If you have the first edition of a certain comic, it is worth a lot of money.
It also depends on its condition. Real collectors try to preserve the quality, so only when you have a comic that has not been used, then you have something really precious.
Wait, not been used? What does that mean? Should you not read a comic?
That is what normally happens, and this is why unused, that is, unread comics, are so extremely rare and extraordinary. Most people keep them sealed in a plastic bag.
That is really crazy. But what about your new manga? Are you going to read it or put it into a plastic bag?
Well, I'm going to read it.
Cool. Will you lend it to me when you're finished?
Of course.